enjoy a good squeeze.
So we recently made our way out to Los Angeles for Gather All West, hosted by David of the Bond Experience and Steve and Neil of To Live and Let Die in L.A. As we do, we like to regale our tale, speak our journey to these James Bond events. Margot is working on a reel to recap our experience and doing some graphic design work. So we're dividing and conquering to complete our mission. We're like Bond and Trevelyan, I guess. But I just wanted to use this mini mission to discuss Gather All, an August story time, I suppose. But we weren't sure if we were going to be able to attend. But you know, we always say if life allows, then we'll go to these things. And hey, life allowed. So, you know, booking the trip and the Airbnb and all these fun things. And Margot and I had this idea to, you know, make some goodies to give out at Gather All, some dice with our logo on it. Margot then went and designed the little dice sticker that would go on these dice. And she handmade every single one, formed the dice with her own two hands. She's a graphic designer. Did you know? So upon getting to California, we, were looking to kill some time before the welcome dinner at Aviator Melrose. So we explored the city a bit. Last time we were in California, we were visiting family and we tried to go to the Academy Award Museum. However, it was like fully booked that day. It was like near close, what have you. So we got to check out the lobby and the gift shop. This time, we were like, hey, if we have some time, let's actually check out that museum, which we did. Had a great time, saw some really cool props, costumes, actual Oscars. But the thing that really touched Margot and I was these storyboard sketches, these hand-drawn illustrations by Hayao Miyazaki, who is our favorite director, our favorite storyteller. He makes Margot and I's favorite movie, A Castle in the Sky. So seeing his hand-drawn illustrations was like very emotional. They had a really cool Jaws exhibit. We did all the stuff at the Academy Award Museum. We then journeyed, because it still wasn't time yet to go to the welcome dinner for Gather All. We went to this really cool, what is it? It's like a nori sushi bar. And sitting across from us, hey, we're in LA, you might meet a celebrity. For me, this was a celebrity. I saw, his name is Eric Beck. He used to host a YouTube series called Indie Mogul. And, you know, growing up, teenager, aspiring filmmaker, Indie Mogul was the Bible. So seeing him across the way was like, holy smokes, that's the guy. But then we did a costume change, went back to our Airbnb, got in our mid-century best, I guess. And we went to the Aviator Melrose. Really cool spot. The aesthetic I would like for my living room, I guess. I was saying that to Margo, like, should we replace our couch with airplane seats that can recline back? Really cool vibe in there. Really good drinks. For me, if you've been following along, I've been doing the 30-day squeeze. And that Thursday, so the day before this welcome dinner, would have been 30 days. So I completed my lifestyle challenge. And part of that was no alcohol. So going to the Aviator Melrose, I had my first drink, right? I had a Boulevardier. And as soon as that glass touched my fingers, I said, at last, my arm is complete again. So very, very nice time, good food. But hey, we got to catch up with some of our Bond friends and got to meet some new Bond friends. Which was delightful. Conversations throughout the night. But hey, we were tired. We flew in from Pennsylvania and certainly did not adjust to the time difference. So we were pooped, went back to the old Airbnb. The next day was gather all proper and to prep while we were getting ready. Did we watch a Bond movie to like settle into the mood? Did we make a little scrambled eggs and bacon and black coffee to settle into the mood? Nah. We watched Batman 1989 and ate bagels. For me, while I was ironing my clothes, I did pop on Goldfinger to get into the vibe for sure. But then we were just trying to kill some time once more. We got there in the neighborhood a little early. Culver City was a really cool spot, especially like its main strip, its downtown. There's so much to do, bars, restaurants, little stores. We meandered to this like bookstore coffee shop. I needed a coffee and a pain au chocolat. I ordered it like that, and I felt like a jerk because I said I'll have a pain au chocolat, and they looked at me like, what? I'm so used to going to this local bakery where we live, and that's what it's called. But I guess it's just a chocolate croissant. But yeah, we were just hanging out in this really cool bookstore, and for the first time in our lives, Margo and I got recognized. Hey, are you August and Margo of A Good Squeeze? Yes, indeed. I was confused at first. I'm like, who? What? They saw me first, and I was like, oh yeah, that's you want to meet Margo? And he's like, sure. And I said, hey, Margo! Like I screamed it. Like we were so excited. We got recognized out in the wild for the first time. It was kind of funny. Make our way to, I can never say it right. O old fella. Old fella? Old fella. For gather all proper. Really cool venue. Right up our alley as far as like that Irish pub vibe. I believe Margo tells a story. If ever you're traveling, and you stay at a hostel or a hotel or something like that, you're guaranteed always to have an Irish pub within a block. And hey, it could have been the case if you stayed in a hostel or a hotel. There was the hotel right across the way. So we're doing gather all West proper, and it was really cool getting to once again catch up with our Bond friends, meet new Bond friends. There was the Agora Models panel. There was the Anthony Sinclair panel. Getting to meet all these people and talk to them and discuss Bond stuff and life stuff. It was always really nice. Drinks galore, of course. Food was food galore. That would be my Bond girl name. Food galore. why'd I make myself laugh? Oh man, this is a mess. But of course, there was trivia and prizes and fashion moments and little decorations on all the tables. And I myself was partaking in Vespers throughout the night in honor of Casino Royale, which we were seeing and celebrating later in the evening, of course. But a little cool story I want to say of someone we met. There was a person we met. They're from Glasgow, Scotland. Lived in Glasgow, Scotland. Traveled all the way from Scotland to this LA event. We got to chatting. Hey, where are you from? That's how we found out that. We found out this person used to live in Pittsburgh, PA. And he used to live in our neighborhood we live in now. I was like, that is small world stuff. And that's what you can find there at these Bond events. Like people you weren't expecting to meet and connect with and make those little moments. We had moments like that throughout the night. But, well, not that, hey, we used to live in the same neighborhood. That only happened once. But, you know, it's funny what kind of conversations you can find yourself in. Yes, of course, the Bond conversation does indeed come up. I think I asked so many people, what's your favorite Bond movie? It's a great icebreaker, of course. But I think the longest conversation we had was the intricacies of the different Batman portrayals, or recommendations of animated movies to give to each other, things like that. Just diving into people's personalities, I suppose. But then, you know, as the gather all kind of winded down, and we migrated to do another costume change. And I found this like linen safari suit like 2 days before we left, and it just hit me. I'm like, I want that. I'm gonna wear that at Gatherall. Hope it's not too warm. So tried that out. Margot, I should have said this earlier, Margot was wearing this like really cool like romper that she found. This was for the aviator welcome dinner. Very like 1950s. I don't know what those little stars are called, but it was definitely a really awesome outfit. I feel like I should call that out because it was a very Margot outfit. If you know what that means, you know what that means. So then we made our way to the Culver Theater, and here was something really special for Margot and I. We, prior to the event, of course, prior to the weekend, we were collaborating. We were in cahoots with Steve and Neil of To Live and Let Die in L.A., the hosts of this Gatherall event and the screening of Casino Royale, this 20th anniversary screening. We were in cahoots, and we collaborated with them to make cocktails, curated some cocktails for the Culver to sell and to disperse to the audience. I came up with the Le Chiffre and the Solange cocktail, and it was kind of funny. I was really proud to see it on the menu. I ordered myself a Le Chiffre, and it was damn good. But while we're sitting, talking, drinking at the bar, someone asked me, like, hey, which one are you having? I'm like, oh, I'm having the Le Chiffre. And they're like, it looks pretty good. I'm like, hey, it is. And fun fact, I help curate those. Those are my drinks there. And he's like, huh, okay. And just turned away. I was like, okay. I was like, whatever. We were just really honored and excited to be a part of the weekend's festivities and a part of the Gatherall West and a part of the Casino Royale 20th anniversary showing. So they also had panels here as well, really cool posters of like Casino Royale from different countries. And here is where over 400 people gathered to see this movie. And this is the Culver Theater. I believe it's Amazon's theater. Who now owns the franchise. Really cool theater. The theater, the actual screening room itself was beautiful. And as soon as we walked in and saw all those speakers on the ceiling, I knew, I'm like a sound snob, but I'm also not. I just know what I like. I couldn't like describe to you like in decibels and that kind of terminology. But, I knew I was in for a treat. And we certainly were. That's what I noticed the most about this screening of Casino Royale, this new print, this like 4K restoration, like best possible version you can see of this movie. That's what I noticed the most was the sound. And it sounded crispy. Very pumpy. Pumpy is the word? Punchy? Maybe that's what I wanted. Sounded glorious. And as soon as that theme song kicked in. So it's my favorite Bond theme song. I think it ranks pretty high for Margot as well. As soon as it hit, down out, blah, down. Oh man, I got choked up. I really did. There's something about seeing these Bond movies with Bond fans. People who like come together to celebrate something they love. There ain't much better. So after the movie, there was like a little after party, got a little in and at, as we say in Pittsburgh, in and out burger. It's okay. It did the job for sure. But that wrapped it all up. You know, Gatherall was a great amalgamation of Bond love, meeting old friends, meeting new friends, celebrating together as we like to do. Margot and I had a good time overall. We just love, I should say this too. Did we have stresses in our lives before we even hopped on the plane? Yes. Were those stresses waiting for us when we came back? Of course. Did we never adjust to the time difference and we were just exhausted for, 2 days, 2, 3 days? Of course. We're human. And then those are the people things. But despite those discrepancies, I got to attend this Bond event with my wife, with Margot. Did you know we're married? Margot and I got to celebrate James Bond, but we got to celebrate together. Like we love exploring a city. We love finding our bagel spot. We love going to a museum. We love going to the movies. We love seeing our friends and meeting new people. We got to do all those things over the weekend, and we had a good time. It was needed for sure. What wasn't needed was our journey home. Of course, I won't get into all those boring details, but as one of those, our flight got canceled or delayed by like 10 hours. So we had time to kill. And we were about to embark on our on an odyssey to get home. So how do we kill time? Let's go see the Odyssey. We went back to the Culver Theater and caught a screening of The Odyssey. So that knocked out about 4 hours, which was we really enjoyed that movie. It was our second time seeing it. But our Odyssey continued. Planes, trains, and automobiles. Flight got delayed again, got moved here. We were supposed to go from Phoenix, then to Dallas, then to Raleigh, and then eventually to Pittsburgh. Who knows? We were supposed to be home like Sunday at like 1 o'clock. We didn't end up getting back till Monday. And of course, those stresses were waiting for us when we got home. One of those deals. So here we are, reacclimating to life, thinking of the weekend that had passed, looking forward to the stuff to come, of course. So while I'm doing this, Margot is preparing the reel. We're gonna see who posts first. whether you're watching the reel of our time at Gatherall or you're listening to this, you tell me which one came first. But fear not, Margot will return. That's like the James Bond return, I guess. Margot will return. We have a bunch of really cool episodes coming out later this month, including an interview we're very excited to share with you all. So that's Gatherall West. We're looking towards Gatherall Space coming up here in a few weeks, where we can see you all then and perhaps regale some more tales. But until then, goodbye.